Hello and welcome to the Writers and Illustrators of the Future podcast. This is John Goodwin, your host. Today's guest is Illustrators of the Future winner, Emerson Rabbit. Welcome, Emerson.
Thank you, John.
So first of all, congratulations on being a winner.
I'm glad to be here.
Good. So how did you originally hear about the Illustrators of the Future?
I was through a friend of mine at school. They had seen some of my artwork and they really liked it. And she reached out and said, hey, there's this illustration competition you should join. And so I applied for it and got in.
First entry, first?
Yep.
That's great. That's great. So have you always wanted to be in it? Has that been like your life journey just to?
Yeah, at the age of about 12 or 13, it became clear to me that, you know, I don't want to go to regular school. I want to draw.
Good. So you want to draw as like illustration or painting or like what type of?
Illustration and then also concept artwork for video games. I'm a huge fan of entertainment, both film and video games.
Yeah. Good. So is it like science fiction or fantasy or does it matter?
Either or. I even like combining the two.
Oh, that's cool. So now, I've seen your mom sharing every time I post something about you. She's right there on commenting and sharing. So you've had a lot of support from your family on your art?
Yes, both through my dad, my mom, my friends, and then teachers in college.
That's cool because not everybody's had that luxury of having support as an artist.
Yeah.
So you won on three pieces of art. So tell me about the art that you submitted that you won with.
One of the pieces was for a senior project piece where I did a bunch of world building. It was sort of like an exploration of how I wanted the world to look. And so there's these giant like mushrooms and plants and eventually I started doing creature designs for it too, which sort of kind of blend in with the plants.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very organic and yeah.
Good.
Colorful.
So is that all three pieces?
That was one piece.
Yeah.
Another one was a giant banner for like an interior of a restaurant. It was just for like a mock-up, so it wasn't getting like actually printed out anything. Yeah. But that was cool. I got to experiment with making otherworldly landscapes, similar to like an Interstellar on that one planet where the ground is mirrored with the sky.
Mm-hmm.
The ground had these giant structures, but then the sky, they were like almost like crystals. They would like drip down.
Yeah. And number three?
And then number three was a creature design. Actually, I later then integrated into my senior project that sort of lived in that very colorful world.
Right. Good. Now, then tell me about the piece that you illustrated for volume 35 that's going to be published. Tell me about the story. And this won't air until after that book releases, so you're totally fine talking about
okay.
it.
Okay. From what I can remember, the story's about these two assassins. And they're given their final assignment, which is to kill the other one. But they fall in love, so they're torn between, like, do I follow through with the mission and what I've been training to do, or do I just leave with this woman and be in love? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great story, and you did a good job of depicting that story, so that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you see as your, like, how do you envision your future to go right now as an artist?
I'm currently doing a bunch of freelance opportunities, trying to build up my portfolio to move into California and with these bigger video game industries. It's something I've always wanted to do, and I'm constantly working at it, so just waiting until one day I get in.
Good, good. Now, on in terms of other aspiring artists, any particular tips you've got from what you've gone through, like what you've learned so far as an artist, any advice you've got, because people will be listening to you, will be other aspiring artists.
H.R. Geiger was a huge influence when I first started out, and I think his influence is still kind of shows in like my artwork, just through the dark sort of organic creatures or landscapes. But otherwise, just the Warhammer 40K universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's initially what really kicked me off in drawing.
Good. So any particular advice that you'd have for aspiring artists?
If it's something you love to do, just keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I'm going to make it, but I'm going to trust I will.
Yeah.
So I'll keep working at it.
Good. Well, that's definitely the right attitude on it. So over this next week, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to meeting with the professionals in the industry and listening to what they have to say and just advice they have.
Great. Well, very nice meeting you, Emerson, and I wish you all the best.
All right. Thanks, John.
You bet. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for our next installment of the Writers of the Future podcast. Subscribe to the Writers of the Future podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Writers and Illustrators of the Future are contests created by L. Ron Hubbard to provide a means for the aspiring writer and artist to be seen and acknowledged. It is free to enter and open to new and amateur short story writers and artists of science fiction or fantasy.